I come from a place where you ain't supposed to make it. A place where you die if you don't know the basics. A place where they race you off for survival when love don't exist much. Some lost hope, feeling like even Jesus can't assist us. Shit.
You killing
them. Now I done took it out of town and showed these other cities how the D be getting down. Where my credit at? Niggas try to play me like a nobody. Now I gotta make them act right like I'm Yo Gotti. Oh man, much love to the DJs who play a nigga shit and run it back like a replay. Couple of them tried to make me pay. What? Bet you when I blow, they be all on my nuts. Fuck em, I don't need radio to win. Got the streets, got the strippers, and my niggas in the pen. And they all wanna see a nigga make it. If a chance make a champion, my nigga, I'ma take it. Fuck being hesitant. Black Gov gang, what I represent. Flow so excellent. Counting dead presidents. Fuck a bad bitch to the sunrise.
All right, y'all, welcome back to another episode of the I'm Not As Thinks You Drunk I Am podcast featuring the Sandwich Crew. This is your Royal Ratchetness, your Reverend Ratchet, your main man's cat, and this is episode numero 222. And I ain't alone today, y'all.
Hey.
Finally got Kobe back in the studio. Finally, after 15 fucking years in hiatus.
Yes.
So welcome back, brother.
He found me on the island of Genosha.
Bathing in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Yes. He saved me. He came through on a ship. But yeah, what's up, everybody? This is your favorite fucking drunk uncle, Nat King Kobe.
Welcome back.
And we also got another guest with us today. She said she ain't going to be too talkative, but I highly doubt that because we're going to see. Rose, what's going on with your mama? You all right?
Hey, it's your favorite girl.
See? Now, y'all going to have to excuse her. She is from the city of Flint, so, you know.
Oh, yes. No, I make no excuses for that.
Thousand apologies for that. Sorry,
No. 810 all day, baby. From the fly.
The fly. I've never heard nobody in my life call that shit the fly.
The very best. Don't do that. I don't like that.
The very best. Is your water even drinkable yet?
It is. The water is fine now. Thank you, Lord. The water is fine.
Out there bathing in lead base coated water.
Oh my God.
You should be ashamed of yourself for talking about
wondering
that.
Wondering why your kids walking in a circle. I got one left foot. You drag around.
Oh my God. You know,
I didn't allow my kids to do that.
Remember Larry used to be like, let me get one of them Flint waters. Every time we went to Martyr City.
And Flint water is a real drink. Like, that's actual a liquor beverage.
Yes.
But when we say Flint water, that we really mean the water from Flint was fucked up.
I ain't never had no Flint water, a drink.
You never heard of Flint water?
No, I never had that bad.
It's a bunch of fucking.
What? But you from the fly. You should know it.
It's a bunch of fucking different liquors.
Maybe y'all call it like something else, juice. So we call it jungle juice. Okay.
You drink one or two of those.
So
y'all trying to be funny. You drink one or two
that's
Flint
why it's
water,
called Flint water.
And you be fucking. Y'all got us fucked up.
After you drink three
like
of those,
this.
You can see sound and you can see sound and smell colors.
I don't like it.
But shout out to Flint, though, because they do produce some of the best women.
I don't know all about. Well, you know what? This one girl used to fuck Yana was from Flint.
You said
she,
what?
Yana, she was from Flint. The one that the little thing I was fucking in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
She had some good pussy too.
Yes,
she was fucked up in the head and all types of crazy ghetto. But you know, I kind of like crazy ghetto any damn way. Go figure. It's just something about when you have sex with a woman and you don't know if she about to stab you or suck your dick.
That is true.
And you just be like, yes. No matter what.
That is true.
That's what I'm talking about. Listen, when I walk in the house and I see my woman with a pot in her hand, I don't know if she's getting ready to cook me dinner or bust my shit open. Either way, it's going to be a good night.
A little physicality don't hurt.
They never hurt nobody. Like I'm a big fella. I could take it.
Nah, I don't know about that. But like, you know, just point a gun in my face. That's cool.
I'm a big guy. I could take it. Come on. Choke me a little bit.
Spit in my mouth. Pull my hair.
What you say?
Huh? What?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I get a little too deep.
Yeah. No.
Sorry. Yeah. I didn't know it was going to be a religious episode. I apologize. Oh, shit. Y'all, so excuse me, because we are sipping and drinking and having a good time right now.
Yes.
You want a beer?
Oh, yes.
So I've never had these before. But I had them the other day, and it? I like them. What is and it? I don't know if you ever had them before. Them the Stella Artois. Did you ever have one of them? The
Stella Artois. Yeah. That sound bougie. She don't drink beer.
Okay. I don't know if I can take it.
Yeah.
Here's one for you, sir.
Stella Artois. For me. I've seen these before.
The opener is to your left.
Zachary Blue. Oui.
Yeah.
C'est la vie.
These are fancy. They're not twist off. We actually got to use the bottle opener.
Oh, hold on. Sorry.
Hit your switch on top. There you go. There you go. Hit the switches for the bitches. Oh, shout out to my long lost sister, Toxie. It was her birthday on Thursday. And of course, she passed away last year in a biking accident. Don't you turn your mic back on.
Yes, yes.
Well, I said it because that was her thing, because she had the air switches on her Harley. So every time she pulled up, she would hit it and drop her bike all the way down. And she's like, I'm hitting the switches for the bitches, bro. That's right, baby. So I laughed because she wasn't under like 110 pounds riding a fucking Harley Davidson Street Glide 900 pound bike with a 100 pound girl.
I was about to say that's about 10 times bigger than her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's badass.
Fuck yeah, she was. Fuck yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Oof. Anyways, but y'all, I'm glad to have y'all back. Glad to have you back in the studio finally, bro. We've been talking about this for like the last 3 weeks, man. But shit just never lined up. You had shit to do. I had shit to do. Our timing was off. Mm-hmm. And even yesterday, he was like, "Bro, call me if you're gonna record this week." And yeah. I was like, "Well, I'm definitely recording this week because I was planning on doing a solo episode, so I already typed out an entire script like a speech almost. Mm-hmm. I've been typing out and working on for a while now." And I was glad that you hit me yesterday. And I was like, bro, I said, well, you going to be in town? And you was like, yeah, tomorrow. Yeah, not today. I'm like, all right, bet tomorrow. What time? And you was like, I don't know. And I said, well, shit, nigga, pick a time. Like, fortunately for you, I can turn the studio on and off whenever the fuck I want.
Exactly.
Fortunately, I paid my electric bill this month, so we could do this shit for the next 30 days. Pick a day.
You said the next 30 days. I don't know about the next.
Yeah, I don't know about next month. This month, we good. We good this month.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but in April, I don't know, shit might get a little dicey.
Oh, my gosh.
I might have to rob an old lady or two. So, but I'm glad to get you in the studio, bro. I really am. Rose, I'm glad to have you here too, Mom. I know you said you're going to be kind of quiet. Yeah. And that's cool. I know you didn't sign up to be on here, but guess what? Too damn bad. It's too damn bad.
Damn, what you already know.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm tired, Grandpa.
Too damn bad.
You know you get the sound effects right there.
Oh, fuck. Which one is
mine? You got to read the screen. It tells you what button corresponds.
Oh, fuck.
No, the screen on the switchboard, retard.
I know. Hey, we can't say that word.
I can, you can't. I can say whatever the fuck I want to say.
Wait, oh, okay, here we go.
I'm tired of this, Grandpa.
That's too damn bad!
There we go, yeah. I feel like Metro Boomin.
What, because you hit the switchboard?
Yeah, I feel like Metro Boomin. Shout out to Metro Boomin, future, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit, but I'm glad to have you back, bro. I know I had a few topics that I wanted to talk to. I said, but that was on my solo episode that I was planning on doing by myself, man. But I think with this one, I want to speak to the fact of being communicative in relationships. And the reason I'm picking that is because just throughout this past time, I know the last month, it's really been about a month since we dropped the real episode.
Yes.
And I know I was on the Figuring Out Epilepsy podcast, so shout out to Sam.
Shout out.
Then I did the Raw and Real podcast with Santiago, so shout out to you, Santiago.
Shout out.
So that's 2 weeks why I didn't record our show, because I was busy recording their shows. Mm-hmm. And of course, with them, it's different because the time lag during the West Coast. So the time difference and stuff. And
the Best Coast.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that.
I'm sorry. I'm a Midwesterner, but the West Coast is that bad.
It took a process for me to get my shit together. So I wasn't able to record the way I wanted to. Mm-hmm. So I said I was going to definitely do one this week, because last week was just one to let y'all know that we ain't gone. We still here. That was why it was a 20-minute episode.
I was about to sing an inappropriate song, but yeah.
Ain't no song inappropriate.
No, this song is inappropriate.
Which one is that one?
We ain't go. No. No Diddy. No Diddy. Because it's Bad Boy for Life.
I was at my clubhouse last week having our grand opening party for that clubhouse. And they was talking and laughing, making jokes like, you know how before it was always, man, no homo. They was like, now you got to say no Diddy.
it fucked me up. Shout out to Mason Cameron. It is what it is, but it fucked me up when Mace did it. I said, yo, this shit is real. I'm like, Mace, fuck this motherfucker. Diddy.
You know what? For me, my thing about it is, like I've told you before, and you know in real life, I never defend myself when I don't have to. Yeah. So there's been plenty of times people talk shit about me, right? And I just, okay. I don't get angry. I don't defend. I don't argue nothing, because if it ain't real, I don't give a fuck. You can say what the fuck you want to say about me. I never defend myself. I don't have to.
Yeah.
So I say that to say that, like with the whole Diddy shit, and he says if he's innocent or whatever, right? The fuck you run for? You have money. So if you get arrested, you can afford a $2-3 million bond.
Yeah.
You can afford that.
Yeah.
You can afford a team of lawyers. You have money. So if you was really innocent, why would you run?
I don't think he's running. I don't think he's running.
So he just magically, coincidentally hopped on a private jet and flew to an island.
No. He wasn't on that jet. They stopped at the airport.
I don't think, but the fact that you did it that morning, you corresponded at the airport.
He wasn't trying to deal with him. He didn't do it the smart
way. That's my whole point. Bro, you look bad. That's my whole point. You look bad.
You got a point.
Why would you do all of that if you have the money and the resources? Right. Okay. Who wants to get locked up? But cool. But, go ahead. Lock me up. Let's go through the process. Finger book me, you know, fingerprint me, book me, all that. Go through it. You getting out that day.
To his defense, technicality, he was sex trafficking.
Yeah, he was.
Because, say for instance, if I holler at a girl.
An underage girl.
No, if I holler at a girl on Instagram and say, I'm going to fly you out, that's sex trafficking. Well,
no,
I'm saying, if I say I'm going to fly you out to have sex, that's sex trafficking.
That's sex trafficking.
Yes.
But saying I'm going to fly you out.
That's different.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's just me being, you being a trick.
Yeah, he could have just been like, let come. Fuck. Diddy, I'm, Diddy.
You see what I'm saying? Hey,
listen,
you see what I'm saying?
Listen, Diddy, you created, take that, all that shit, man. Hey, man. Dog, you've been my guy for the longest, but it's like, damn, man, I can't think of nothing else. It's like, damn, they got you.
And the other part about it too is, right, all the years that he's been in business, right?
Yep.
All the artists, R&B, singers, writers,
my niggas getting cheesecake.
Everybody that's ever passed through the door is a bad boy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not a single one has ever said, Diddy was a pleasure to work with.
No.
He was a delight.
Not even Farnsworth Bentley.
Not one.
Not even Farnsworth Bentley.
Not one.
And he seems like one of the most pleasant motherfuckers.
So you've been an asshole your whole entire life.
Yeah.
And you just ragged over motherfuckers because you could and you was in a position to. You've been a shit person your whole life.
But to his defense.
What defense? Please, I want to hear this. I want to hear this.
It's the way he was treated probably when he was coming up.
Of horseshit. Horseshit.
How is it horseshit?
Because at a certain point, you're an adult, right?
Yeah.
I get you have childhood traumas. We all do.
Yeah.
We all have shit we've gone through. We all have traumatic experiences, right?
Yep.
But at a certain point, you have to draw a line in the sand and say, I'm over this. I'm going to heal from this.
Sometimes it takes certain people longer.
And how old is he? Damn near in his 60s, right?
But still.
Right?
I know 60-year-olds that still go outside, shoot dice.
Okay, but they don't have the resources he does. He could have been through therapy 705 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That is true, but...
You chose not to heal.
You know how black men feel about therapy.
That's the problem right there. That's the problem right there.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
That is a problem. Because all that therapy, that's that white people shit. Why the fuck do you think they so wealthy and doing so fucking good in life?
That is true.
So let's and just play stupid and then we just gonna stay in the hood and just, oh, woe is us, right?
Stop doing that, because I'm trying to be on the opposite side.
Uh-huh.
All right? But you're making everything else sound
How dare good. I use actual facts and back my shit
don't
up.
Don't do that.
How
do
fucking
that.
Dare you? Don't make fucking sense. Do that.
But to us, it's like sometimes it's hard. Well, you know it too, because to Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, the Latino race.
I've done the same thing.
Minorities. It's hard for us to bear our feelings to strangers.
Strangers, yes. But at a certain point, I said, if you put the work in, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a healing process that begins.
Yeah.
And the same thing with me. I know that I carry a lot of trauma from my past, right? But I keep my trauma with me as a reminder to not be that person anymore.
Yeah.
You know, all the trauma that I've gone through was things that or acts that I committed myself.
Yeah.
And I created the trauma. I created my own mental and emotional prison.
Mm-hmm.
And I carry a lot of that with me every day, but it's more of a reminder. The same way, like even with, for example, my pinky nails, right?
Yeah.
I've had my pinky nails since before I met you.
Yep.
Right? I've been sober for going on 14 years.
I was about to say, it's been a minute.
Going on 14 years, but I still keep my little coke nails because that's a security blanket of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Like even, and I've tried cutting them. And I just, my physical balance feels off. Mm. Like just walking regular and doing random shit from day to day doesn't feel normal without my pinkies.
Yeah.
And it's just a security blanket. Even though I've been sober for, like I said, going on for, June will be 14 years.
Yeah.
You know, so again, that's like I said, it, for me, it's a reminder of from my past. So it's not necessarily that I'm still holding on to the weight and holding on to the negativity of the trauma that I carry with me, but it's more of a reminder and badge of not to be what you once were. So even with Diddy, he could have absolutely cured and gone through and been a different person in life than what he is now. And not the, I don't know the man. I'm only, my opinion is just like everybody's opinion, don't fucking matter.
Yeah.
You know, but what you doing all the exercise, all the running for? For what?
But
if you're really innocent.
I honestly think he probably tapped into that because all of a sudden he started calling himself Brother Love and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel like he tried to get help, but by that time it was too late.
Ain't never too late.
Yes, it is.
Ain't never too late.
When the law comes to get you, it's too late.
But you got to pay for your transgressions.
Yeah.
But it still ain't too late to get help.
Yeah.
It ain't never too late.
But all the other, like, I'm on some serious shit, though. Like the alleged mistreatment and beating of women
little
and
boys.
All that stuff. And, you know, little boys or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not cool. You gotta serve your time. I'm sorry.
You have to pay for your
sins. You're lucky it's not a death penalty for that. If you did it.
I'm one of them. I don't know what you want to call me, but I support the death penalty. I'm all for the death penalty. I think every state should be a capital state.
Me too. Honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Why
not? I want to hear this. Why?
Like,
pull the mic up. Pull the mic up.
You know, the death penalty. Like, I don't feel like no man on this earth should be in control of when you go. You know, like, first, and when you're going to make it lawful, like, I just don't feel like it's. Nobody should be able to make that decision for you. Like, oh, you're going to die.
I get the aspect of what you're saying, that no man is God.
Right.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree with you. But again, how we were just saying, you have to pay for your transgressions.
You do have to pay for your transgressions.
And so what makes it okay for someone who takes a man who kidnaps his girlfriend's or ex-girlfriend's kid out of a fit of jealousy and drunkenness and... Go ahead, bro. And... kills her 3-year-old daughter.
No, that's insane. It is.
So he has the right to just live the rest of his life with three hots and a cot.
And just live
to his ripe old age.
Even in jail.
I wouldn't be like, yeah, just locked up. Yeah.
But you still get to live.
Still alive.
Not only are you alive in jail, but you don't have no bills to worry about. You ain't got to worry about no car insurance. You ain't got to worry about where your next meal coming from.
That's why
you don't got to worry about health care.
None of that. Like, still.
Nah, fuck that. Hang his ass and let that motherfucker. Him by his nuts and let him rot.
This is my thing. That's why.
Check on him in a month.
I could never be the person to determine.
I could.
Like, oh, you're gonna die. Oh, you get.
I show me.
But I
couldn't do it.
I understand both sides, but the thing is, this motherfucker just sitting here. We paying for this motherfucker,
right?
Yeah,
That's what I'm saying. He ain't got to worry about where breakfast coming from. Yeah. He ain't got to worry about what. Oh damn, did I leave the stove on? None of that shit.
I know niggas that sit there and be like, "Fuck it, I go sit down."
Bro, that was me. I've done that before.
Yeah.
When I actually, I was like, shit.
But once you realize you sat there, why the fuck am I doing this stupid ass shit? Specifically,
I tell you, everyone knows that I've been homeless before in the show. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
There was a point, the city of Dearborn. Mm-hmm. I went to the city of Dearborn on Michigan Avenue, sat in front of City Hall and opened a beer and just sat and waited. Because I ain't had nowhere to go. And I was straight for the next 7 days.
Yeah. Mm. Yep.
That was a plan. I purposely went, sat in front of City Hall, opened up Budweiser, and just sat there sipping.
You can have somewhere.
Exactly. I've done that before.
But you better than most, because some of them be trying to get to their boyfriends. But that's neither here nor there, though. I know niggas like that, and that's fucked up.
True.
And niggas won't admit it, but it's like, I want to go see my niggas.
And who you are behind bars is someone different than who you are in the real world.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have niggas to become killers different.
And I done killed all this shit, motherfuckers. And that. Mm-hmm. Nigga, you only got 2 months in here, bro.
Right.
2-3 months. Mm-hmm. What the fuck is you talking about? You got 90 days, bro. You done killed all types of shit and you got 90 days. Either you're snitching or you're lying.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it. Come on. Make it make sense.
So I absolutely agree with capital punishment. 100%. And I'll even take it a step further. I think some of these kids should have their ass whooped to school.
Yes. Paddle.
I said ass whooped to school, grandbaby crying.
Yeah.
I just heard her.
Like, no.
Yeah, I said it.
No, granddaddy, no. But I honestly think, back to the Diddy whole thing.
Yeah, we are veering off.
I honestly think he's bi.
Yeah.
And it is what it is.
No, I think he's down low.
Yeah.
That's not bi.
No, he's bi.
No.
Secretly bi.
No, you fuck women so that way you don't appear gay. Not that you actually enjoy it.
Yeah.
That's not bi. Being bi means you're sexually attracted to both. I think he just fucks women just so, you know, I'm out here fucking bitches.
I ain't gonna say what I want to say. Because
he's down low.
I want to be sensitive.
I'm not gay. I have sex with women and I just fuck men because I'm bored.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
That's down low.
Yeah.
That's down low.
But the whole thing is,
I have sex with women, so I'm not gay.
It's
nigga,
20.
You just sucked a dick. You're gay.
That's
fruity in the booty all day.
And it's nothing wrong with that. That's the whole thing. This is the thing.
Be gay then.
Yes.
Be gay.
This is the thing people fail to realize. It's 2024. It's all right to be gay. It's not back where
it's
our.
It's 405.
Huh? Shut the fuck up. It's okay to be gay. It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
You gay. All right. If you want to dig in your mouth, you want to dig in your mouth.
We've never had an issue with anyone being gay.
No.
You want to be gay, trans, bi, queer,
because
lesbian.
Sometimes the gay person is the life of the fucking party.
Yeah, do your thing. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But say that. Just say that.
I don't give a fuck. I don't care. We don't care. It is what it is. Just be yourself at the end of the day. It's pointless to hide the shit. It's pointless. Pointless as fuck. And I don't understand why motherfuckers sit there and be like, you know what? I ain't gay. I just suck dick. I ain't gay. I just slapped that dick all across my face. Said, daddy, yeah. Mm. Yeah, more daddy. But I ain't gay.
I mean, yeah, Diddy.
It's regardless, either way.
Oh, God.
It's okay. It's all right. Gay people exist.
Mm-hmm.
Accept the shit. Accept it. LGBT, whatever, Q.
The alphabet, yep.
All that shit, because there's more shit to it. Cheers to y'all. There's more shit added to it. Motherfuckers is gay. Motherfuckers like they fetishes and all that. I say we because it's a DJ Khaled record. We nigga.
We the best.
We the best. So, we ain't got no problem with y'all. We love y'all. Y'all motherfuckers cool. As long as you're honest, we cool. But at the end of the day, when a motherfucker sit there and try and disguise shit, this is my beard. I love her. I'm gonna take care of her. No, she don't tell nobody I'm sucking dick on her. What? Where's your logic coming from?
Yeah,
I'm just trying to understand, where is the logic coming from? It's okay. It's 2024, 2023, 2024. Four. Mm-hmm. Damn. I'm still stuck in COVID. But yeah.
But COVID was in 2020. What are you talking about?
Shut the fuck up. Let it happen. Let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
I sound like Diddy.
Take that.
Pause. But yeah. I'm sorry. No Diddy.
I'm laughing because I'm just sitting back watching you take over. I'm like, go ahead, man. You very rare did you ever go on a rant when you was on the show regularly.
But
your
I think,
first time back and you ranting out. Go ahead, bro.
At the end of the fucking day, if you gay, you gay. It's cool. It's all right. I'ma fuck with you. Still, don't do that gay shit with me. But mm-hmm. I'ma fuck with you though.
Mm-hmm.
You my guy. But don't, hey. Can I suck your dick? Nah. Nah, we not doing that. You my guy, but nah, you can't do no shit like that. It is what it is. Motherfuckers is gay and it's cool. It's all right. I ain't got no problem with it.
You keep saying it. You trying to convince yourself that you ain't got no problem.
You feeling good right
with
now, ain't you?
Very.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can tell.
At the end of the day.
Because you keep... If y'all can see him right now, he keeps going from the beer to his liquor. Yeah. From the liquor to the beer. From the beer back to the liquor. From the liquor back to the beer.
Yeah. Oh, shout out to one of y'all motherfuckers is going to sponsor. First and foremost, one of y'all motherfuckers is going to sponsor us. Shout out to Espolon Anejo. I'm drinking with my Mexican ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. We got to represent. We gotta represent, cause I'm Dominican.
So he's for Puerto y'all that don't know, back when we was working on the same line on the same team, everybody always knew that Kobe was always, every time you see me, Kobe was not far behind.
Mm-hmm.
So Kobe was like, "Shit, man, I could be a Dominican cousin. You just don't even know. You don't even know."
Yo, yo, that Monaco song by Bad Bunny.
Oh Lord,
it's good. I don't listen to that. I just learned about it. I say, yo.
Mm-hmm.
I say, this is. I got to plan that bitch back to back to back to back to back. I said, I don't listen to this shit at least 4 or 5 times a day.
Did
now.
You really?
Does it really? Yeah. I send it to her.
Oh,
I
say,
he like listen to this.
I said, this motherfucker, Bad Bunny, he's on to something. This motherfucker is on to something. I understand why he's the biggest artist in the world. Hey, now.
I see what you did there.
Shout out to Bad Bunny. God damn it. You did your motherfucker. You did your thing on that. I knew it was about to be flames once you hit that. On that bitch, I said, God damn, Bad Bunny. I said, you gonna do him like that? The motherfucker said, yeah. I said, damn, all right, Bad Bunny, go ahead. Go ahead, do your thing. Man, that Monaco, man. Bad Bunny.
Oh, my God.
He gonna make me learn Spanish. I say, hey.
Gonna learn today.
I don't understand what the fuck you said, but you jamming. Hey,
that's
I
say,
fuck you. You know what you said? You sound like Cat Williams right now. You need to have some Mexican friends, because they parties don't never end.
Man. That motherfucker Bad Bunny was jamming. I said, yeah, that's how I know I belong. See, I'm home. I'm home. I'm home right now.
I dig it.
Hell yeah. My brother. Whatever Birdman say, all that shit.
So you know that's got me to thinking, bro. Like just the shit that we talking about right now, like I know that we say we make a podcast for men's mental health, right?
Shout out to Mark Anthony too. But yeah, go ahead.
I think that we make a podcast for the unspoken average person.
Yes. Yes, we do.
I think that's really what we talk about. Like those that want to say shit they can't, or maybe they're afraid, or they're shy, or don't know the words to use. And I think that's really what our target goes to, for the ones that don't or are unable to voice their opinion.
Shout out to Marsh. What up, dude?
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. That's how it go down, though. Because motherfuckers think they're not supposed to speak up.
Well, they're afraid to. They're afraid to. Yeah. It's too much.
And too I wouldn't say necessarily afraid, but motherfuckers think they don't have a voice. You got a voice. Everybody has a voice.
Mm-hmm.
And you matter. Just know that. You matter. Because certain motherfuckers think, because once you brought up to shut the fuck up, we don't want to hear what you're talking about, stop voicing your opinion, all that, you're basically confined to that. You basically, your mindset is stuck there, basically. You're confined to that, you're confined to that thinking process.
That way of thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, your voice matters. It matters. And don't ever think it don't matter. Don't ever think that. Because we all have a voice. Motherfuckers don't want to hear what we saying, but guess what? You gonna hear it. That's just how life goes. That's just how life goes. This is some good ass beer. I back and forth. Oh. And we go just like motherfucking what's that name? It's one of my favorite. Tastes like candy. What's that name? I can feel it when you walk. Feel it when you talk. It takes over me.
It's a candy.
What's the group name? I don't know. Huh? What's the group name?
I know what you're talking
Rose,
about.
Rose.
I can't call it.
Cameo. Shout out to Cameo for that. But yeah. Gotta get back
can I just go on the record and say,
go ahead. I got ADD, so
however you've been sucking his dick, continue. Cause this motherfucker
allegedly, I
would like to shake your hand.
Allegedly.
This motherfucker right here.
Yeah.
This motherfucker.
I was in the safe zone.
You see, I just happened to be sitting back watching him. Just go ahead.
You're like,
go ahead. I turn my mic off. Go ahead. You got this.
For those who don't know, I'm simply going through a divorce. Honestly, I'm going to be honest with y'all because I'm always honest with my fans. And it's no disrespect to my current wife right now. Shout out to her. We had our moment, and that was that. And we figured that it wasn't working out. So, now I'm with Rose. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say it in a lie. I ain't never been the type of person to sit here and lie to people. Well, okay, I try to clean shit up. But at the end of the day, like, I'm not going to lie about it. Me and Rose, we are an item. So, yeah, it is what it is. Like,
can I call you Rose?
Yes. That's why I call you Rose. But that's besides the point. Everything is everything. Shout out to my ex-wife. She carried me to a certain moment in my life. I really couldn't understand. And I mean, it is what it is. Things happen for a reason. And I hope that she is honestly happy. I'm not going to bury her. I'm not going to say nothing wrong about her. She's a great woman. And her birthday's coming up, so happy birthday.
He don't want no smoke, but I do. That raggedy muffin
shut,
bitch.
Shut the fuck up. We're not going to do that. We're not going to. No. No.
I don't like the heifer.
No. No burials. It is what it is. You sent me your love, and you gave me all that you can give, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
So sweet. Always.
It's what nothing. It's nothing. Hey,
he's so sweet and kind.
Fag, he ain't half a fag right now. You know that.
Big fags.
He's not even gay.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, shout out to you though, because you did your thing. You carried me.
No, the fuck she didn't. You carried her ass.
You carry me through these years.
The fuck, are we still live, guys?
I'm gonna let you have this moment. Go ahead, because I disagree with all that shit he just said.
Okay, but it ain't no. I have no beef with you. It is what it is. I hope you have the best life ever. It is what it is, because I'm having the best life right now, and I thank you for that.
Look at forgiveness at its finest. Good for you.
Applause. You got a button for that.
We do.
Start clapping. Like,
oh yeah. I don't think it's on the next page.
Wait.
No. This stage.
Did you not a producer?
Damn. Oh my God. Shout out to you, bro. For real. Like, honestly, you helped me get certain shit together, so can't even be mad at you, but I understand it's another chapter.
You ain't gotta be mad at her. I can't.
It's certain chapters in life you have to turn the page, and I do appreciate you. I do appreciate you. But at the end of the day, we both deserve happiness. So yeah.
She don't, you do.
Oh God. We not gonna do that.
That East Side heifer.
Oh God. But,
I have
you
never,
are such a worst.
I have
writer.
Never claimed to be a nice guy. I have never said that I'm a healed and all God. In all person. That bitch, I don't like her. I don't like her. I hope you enjoy your ice machine, your raggedy muffin top.
Oh my God, it's all good. Mm. It, between me and you, it's all good. I ain't got no beef with you. It's nothing.
I do. Let me see in front of my truck.
Oh my God.
Ain't got no breaks.
It's nothing. It's nothing against you. We good. We good.
Yep.
And today I found my happiness. I found my happiness. So we straight.
So I say this too, like even behind your back, not even like titty stroking you. It's been times like when me and Copen spoke and had our conversations and stuff, and I done told him the same thing, like, bro, like,
why do you
I like
this woman?
I like the version of him he is now, you know, and we've had this conversation, like I've told you before, that, you know, you've always been Kobe the husband forever, you know, even before you was married, since, you know, since the age of what, 15?
Yeah.
You
No, before.
Okay, before that.
Yeah, 15.
14, I thought, 14, 15, okay.
See, 14.
I was off a year, God forgive me.
Yeah, man.
You know, but it's the point that you need to learn who you are as an individual now, you know, and I think that you've been on the road to that and on the progression to that to figure out who it is you are in this world, just as a man, period. Not a man who's a boyfriend, who's a husband, who's a fiance, who's a provider, who's a father figure, none of that. Just as a man, Kobe himself.
And I think that you, George Michael.
I think that you uncovered that, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, you moving forward to actually be in a different relationship, in a different type of relationship that you've been in now. Like, and that's what I told you, like, even after the first time I met you and I spoke to him before that, and I told him, like, I said, bro, I like her. I like her. And I've even told him, and I'll tell you to your face, I'm like, bro, don't get in a relationship with her. Relax. Go slow. Take your time. You know what I'm saying? I said, but everything that he's said about you.
Everybody says take your time.
Yeah. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Don't rush it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But everything that he's had to say about you and things that he said, like, acts you provided, the
great
mentality you use to treat him and the demeanor you speak to him in, I'm like, bro, I fucking like her. I like her. I ain't got nothing bad to say against her. Nothing at all. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and even after the first time when I met you for the first time in person, mm-hmm. then the very next day I'm like, bro, I said, I fucking like her, bro. Shit, I like that one. You know, mm-hmm. I think that's good for you. That's good for you. You good for him. You know, and I appreciate.
Well, he's good for me. So.
Kobe's a good guy. He's always been a good guy. Oh yeah. He's not a perfect man, but he's a good man. He's a
real good man. Far from perfect. Yeah. You know, they. I'm not a fucked up person.
Yeah. So I think he has been cheated the woman that he deserves for quite a few years now.
I think so too. That's why sometimes when I do things that ladies normally do for their man, he's like, whoa, stop, wait a minute.
He called me up the day
and relax,
after.
Relax, don't do that.
The very first time you came to his house and made dinner for him, he called me the next day like, bro, she fucking cooked dinner.
Exactly.
That is fucking crazy.
When you left, he was in the phone like, bro, let me tell you what happened last night. I'm like, ooh, I'm like, what happened? I said, she sucked your dick from the back. No, bro.
Honestly.
He was like, no, bro. She made dinner.
She didn't clean the kitchen.
And I'm like, okay.
Listen, everybody. Not a bash to my ex-wife, but.
That bitch wouldn't know what a spatula is if it smacked her in the face with it.
She do. But not a bash to her, but it's like certain things. Like she can provide that I need it. Yeah, she can provide for me. I mean, it is what it is now, because I found what I was looking for, and I think both of us were lost, you know. And I hope she found what she was looking for, because at the end of the day, she's not a fucked up person. She's a good person. And
agree to disagree.
You could be a good person with fucked up ways.
A
good person, but just sometimes have some fucked up ways.
Yeah.
We all do.
Everybody goes through that. It's cool. Because I go through that, and I probably went through that with her, and that's fine. And apologies for that. But at the end of the day, we both deserve what we want it, and I got what I want now. And I hope that whatever you're doing, you happy. Or it is what it is. Like, you know, I'm not holding no grudge against you.
No, but I will.
Shut the fuck up. It is what it is.
Look,
with me.
Patti LaBelle is my auntie, okay?
Patti
LaBelle is my auntie. Patty, no, Patti LaBelle is my auntie.
It is what it is. And I hope you have a great life.
Without him, bitch.
Oh, my God. Stop doing that.
I will not.
It is what it is. At the end of the day, it is what it is. It is what it is.
Bro, that cup is empty. I know that cup is empty by now.
Nope.
Now it is.
Now it's empty. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. You probably happy at what you're doing, and I am very happy right now. So I can't even find an argument with you to even go through. But I wish you the best.
You know, I think that this is a testament, and I'm not even about to say nothing negative about her, but I think it's a testament to a lot of times you hear that you have to go through the bad to get the good, right?
Yeah.
And I think that you more than paid your fair share in debt of going through the bad, of crawling through the mud, of going through the pressure of becoming a fine gem, a fine Christolite diamond. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That you had to go through what you went through in order for you to be who you are today. And that's kind of like what I was telling you before about, you know, and it wasn't nothing against you, Rose, at all. Nothing against you. But like when I told him, be single. And he told me he was talking. I'm like, all right, that's cool. And I even told him, and I'm telling you to your face, I was like, don't give her no title. Don't get no relationship with her, because he needed time to discover himself. Damn. And that was the whole point of what I was saying, that he's always been Kobe the boyfriend, Kobe the fiance, Kobe the husband, Kobe the provider, Kobe the head of the household. He's never been, not once since teenage, exactly. He's never
been Kobe.
Kobe. And that's what I needed you to be now. I needed you to go through and experience yourself, learn what makes you happy just as a man. Learn what you like as a man. Learn what you don't like as a man. Just you yourself, your entity of you being you. And that's what you needed to learn. That's what you had to go through. And who knows how long that takes. It could take you 3 years. It could take you 3 months. I don't know. Everyone's different. But that's what that was my whole point in telling you, bro. Don't be with nobody. Don't give nobody no title. Don't get attached to nobody. Yeah. Because I wanted you to learn yourself first. Because once you do that, you can learn the totality of what it is you like and don't like. Oh, I like a woman that does this. I don't like a woman that does that. You know what I'm saying? Insert opinion. But that would be an opinion you had to form yourself for yourself, not for somebody else. And not to make your wife happy, not to make your sister happy, not to please your mother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It had to be to please you, to make yourself happy. You know, you do what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's something I said. I went through that before, too. Like, but you know, with all my marriages, you know my roller coaster in my ride, and for me to be where I'm at now, and you know, for me to be in the mindset that I'm at and going through what I'm going through, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It takes a minute, you know, and we are never a finished product. Okay, you will forever be working on yourself. You will forever discover new things, and once you figure out who you are, you might sit back in 5 years and be like, damn, I really don't like tequila. And that might be a new mindset. You get what I'm saying? It's always something different.
I don't know.
That's just an
blasphemy. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
It's just an example.
It's been 5-6 years, and I've been drinking. Hey,
tequila ain't never done nothing wrong,
man,
to me.
Tequila, shout out to tequila. Hey,
you can't even say it right now. You can't even say it straight.
What?
Tequila.
Listen.
No, listen.
Tequila.
What? What BD Pablo said? Shout out to you.
What he said? I'm drinking it and they paying me for it.
Yeah. Tequila ain't paying me for it. At the end of the day, shout out to tequila. Because I drink it and it's good.
Sorry. Had to whip my whistle.
Nah.
Hand me that Wild Irish right there.
Ooh.
That beer is actually pretty good.
Right?
Ooh.
Yeah. Listen.
I never thought it's really smooth.
I never had it before because the commercials, it made it unappealing to me. To be all sadiddy, wearing a tie at the bar, and then the knife swipe to get the phone. Nothing about it appealed to my sensibility. I was like, I don't want to try that bougie-ass bullshit.
He's a fucking biker.
But a week ago, in my motorcycle club, we met up just being regular motherfuckers, not even club shit. And they had a pack on one of the bikes. And he's like, hey, bro, you want a beer? I'm like, yeah, give me a beer. And they handed me that. I'm like, I ain't never had one of these. And they said, you want it? I'm like, well, I ain't going to say no. That's rude. I'm going to drink it. And so I drank
it. It's not a bad taste either. Right. I've never been able to say like a beer.
After
was
I had
good.
It, I was like, huh. And I said, bro, I might have to buy me a little six pack for me. Like
sponsor.
Sponsor.
It's not that.
Hey, sponsor this podcast. Hey.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
We fuck with y'all.
I like it.
Yeah.
We fuck with y'all. Sponsor this podcast. Just saying.
I like it.
A little birdie in the cock-a-doodle-doo.
You want some? You want some rose?
I've never had any of that.
Can I buy you a rose?
Yeah.
I don't need that big oak.
I got shooters right there. It's the whole thing of shooters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit. Not like.
Half a cup.
Too crazy. Boom.
Okay. Bro?
Yeah, I already know. I'm from Davidson. Where the grape Kool-Aid at? See? That's where the grape Kool-Aid.
Oh, now you want some grape Kool-Aid.
Okay. All right.
That's that Wild Irish Rose. It's that old school shit. I used to drink this when I was in middle school.
I hear I'm talking about it, but I've never had it.
Listen, it's rose.
I see.
Now there's a red and a white. The white I don't like. The red is good. Red is good.
Man, don't make me get it on the white.
No. Yeah. But it's heavy. So after a couple of cups,
it gets heavy.
It's heavy.
Yeah, that. You're done.
That's a fifth. I drink a fifth every Wednesday. Every Wednesday. Well, every Wednesday is club night. It's biker night. Bike night.
I was going to say, this is shit.
Biker club.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, every Wednesday night.
There's no way we're going to make it.
So.
May 4th, we have an event May 4th. We're going to go to Ypsilanti, and after Ypsilanti, we're going to Toledo.
fuck, that May 4th. Involves me driving.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're like, the bikers are like,
I can't guarantee that.
Biker club, yeah.
I can't. You know me.
We can stick you on the back. You can be a tail vehicle. Mm. We'll give y'all some t-shirts so that way everyone knows y'all with us.
Mm. Yeah, cool. Yeah.
But then I feel like a fucking groupie. I
don't know. No, it's called a hang around. You're a hang around.
I don't want to be that either. Well,
you don't want to be no property.
That's true. That's worse.
Right. Property's female, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be hanging around.
Property is a female member of the club that does not ride a bike. Okay. And they say property, and everyone thinks so negatively. Like, oh, well, I don't belong to you. You belong to the club.
Yeah,
and that allows everyone
they don't
to
ride a bike.
Exactly, but that allows the rest of the biker world to know she's protected. You cannot just fuck with her. She's not no crow eater.
But at the end of the day, you do what they say.
To the club.
At the end of the day, you do what they say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything what they say?
Everything.
Is it true? Because I heard lots of rumors about the biker club.
Oh, God, we're not going to ask
about it. No, what is it? What's up?
You know, like, oh, the ladies got to do X, Y, and Z and do all this. Gross.
If you're that type of property, yes. Like, they're like, my daughter's a property. But she ain't got to sleep and suck with nobody. She's just it. She belongs to me. I'm a sponsor.
Because you're
that. Right. Now, there are members that do have 3 or 4 properties that are they're all sucking his dick. That's fine. But but just because you're a property don't mean that you're fucking.
Oh,
a property just means that you have a sponsor. That's your sponsor. Now the relationship you have with that sponsor is entirely up to you. Like,
okay, right. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Your daughter, your father,
now,
your
sponsor. The ones you're talking about are not properties. They're called crow eaters. A crow eater is a female that sucks and fucks freely.
See, I have no clue.
That's a crow eater.
Oh, wow.
And the club members know who they are.
Wait, where
you
the
ask,
where
hey,
the
where the suck my dick? Let's go right now.
Where okay. The rainbow effect though? Like we need the, and now you know. We need that.
Oh, we need. Oh, I don't have the sound effect. We don't have one of those.
And now you know.
And no one's half the battle.
Oh, go. Yeah. Wow. Joke. This is quite interesting. What?
Yeah.
I'd have had him out. He's been to the clubhouse and he didn't see how the world works a little bit.
Yeah, I've been there a couple times. Mm-hmm. I was gonna slide through about 3-4 weeks. 3-4 weeks straight, but I'm like, these motherfuckers work me 12 hours. I can't.
Yeah. Every Wednesday night. And the old clubhouse, the one that we used, the smaller one, is right around the corner from his mama house.
Mm-hmm.
Like right around the corner, 3 minutes away.
Oh, real close.
Yeah. But now we opened up the big house, which is over here on the west side. Further, yeah. It's school.
Ew.
School. Hey.
Ew.
It's Evergreen and Schoolcraft. What's saying?
I'm threw up.
That's the big, yeah, the big house,
I
baby.
I threw up on my beer.
We need to move down to bigger and better.
West side.
West side is the best side.
No, it's not.
What coast did you just go to that you fell in love with? Hmm? Huh? What?
That's the West Coast. But that's the best coast.
What coast does the house that Kobe built on?
West Coast. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we ain't even speak about that. He said in the west side of Detroit. East side is the east side.
Even the hood left the east side. East side got vacant blocks with one house on it.
Gentrified.
Mm. No. It's still blocks. Gentrified. With one house for 2 blocks. Even the hood left the east side.
Fuck what he talking about. East side all day, dude. 6 mile, brick mile. Whatever the nigga say in the song.
Something T Grizzly said.
Blow backs out, all that bullshit.
Pull someone's tracks out.
Yeah, tracks out, all that. Shout out to T Grizzly. Oh, he went to prison for a
minute. Like, yeah, she's singing a song.
And a nigga be about what... Honestly, I can shout out T Grizzly. You are honestly what the fuck you be talking about. Because I didn't know you personally, but I know of your work. So, yeah, I can't even hate on you. Shout out to T Grizzly.
Mm-hmm.
I said that. No, honestly. I mean, it is what it is. You're going to play. He talk. He going to let a nigga know. He going to talk.
You know, I'm sitting here right now trying to think of what the fuck this episode has been about. Like, what are we going? What What are we gonna call it? Oh, I know in the beginning I said I was gonna talk about.
I got an episode for your asses. I got scammed.
Oh, okay.
I would tell y'all that I got scammed.
You know what? This episode is called The Return of Kobe.
Yeah.
That's this episode.
I got fucking scammed. Looking at some shit from somebody I knew. And I'm like, fuck it, I can get on that shit too. And guess what?
With that Bitcoin stuff?
Yeah, it's some Bitcoin type weird shit. And yeah, I got fucked over. But at the end of the day, don't fall for that shit, everybody. Don't do it.
Hey, is that what you was talking about when you were like, some unexpected shit came out my account?
Yeah, exactly. Some unexpected shit. I told you.
He hit me the other day. He was like, bro.
I already know you was here.
I know. I said we was going to meet up and have some drinks and shit, but I had some unexpected shit hit my account, bro, next week. I'm like, yeah, next week. Ain't no thing, bro. Next week is cool. Now you're talking about it. I'm like, unexpected. Nigga, just say you got robbed.
All in all, it wasn't a robbery. I willingly gave it to the motherfucker.
Well,
basically,
you didn't know, so it wasn't willing.
Yeah, so I'm a dumb. At the end of the day, I'm a dumb motherfucker.
They said they was gonna suck
it can happen
dick
to anybody.
Like,
so don't feel sorry about getting scammed, everybody.
No, do be feel so. Be smarter than that.
At least
when I got scammed, they stole my cards. Like, they didn't scam me on no shit. They stole my shit.
Report my Facebook. I'm just telling everybody to report. Hey, I'm telling you right now. Report my motherfucking Facebook.
It's been about
three
times.
It's not me. It's not real.
Look, it's been about three times. And each time he was with me. When I got my shit scammed, I got my card stole. We would go to a bar or whatever. And I'm guilty for paying for everyone's drinks for a day. Like, I'm just really bad at that. So we would go out and I'm paying, and the bar tab is fucking $500, $600. And I'm like, I got it. Don't worry about it. And swipe my card. And then the next day I'm waking up, bro, what the fuck? $2,000 missing.
Oh my God.
$4,000. And I'm like, what the fuck?
I said, what the fuck is going on with your shit?
And it happened three fucking times. And I'm like, that's what crazy. The fuck? The last time it killed me, I woke up the next day, $12,000.
Yep.
Out of my account.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what the fuck? Then, no. The most recent last time was last year. And I went to South Carolina.
Yeah.
I went to South Carolina because I was going for to see my wife down there. And I woke up the next day.
They
hit my account and took $22,000.
Yep.
What the hell?
I had $8 in my account. And I'm on vacation.
Yep.
Oh,
with $8 to my name. Like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
Oh,
I spent a day on the
phone. You sit there, motherfucker, I'm good. I ain't got to worry about nothing, bro.
Right, that's what I'm like, bro, I'm about to be out for a week. I'll be back. Peace.
Man.
My first day. First fucking day. Thank God I had already paid for the Airbnb in advance. Yeah, otherwise, I'd have been fucked.
It's crazy.
Man. I was so stuck.
Shout out to the scammers, though, because y'all got me good. I don't know.
Yeah, fuck that. Let me see your scammers. I'm whooping your fucking ass.
That same way I feel, though. That's why I'm trying to be smooth with it. Like, hey, I was just scammers. But when I see you, though, hey.
I can't stand a scammer because I will at least rob me. At least put the gun to my head. Put some effort into it.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, at least fucking make me feel like I fought for the shit. You just fucking finessed my ass while I was asleep, you old raggedy bitch. Man. I just, man.
You ain't put no effort to you.
Yeah.
But you convinced me to do some stupid shit. So shout out to you, though. But everybody else? Don't fall for that shit. If you see a certain video up saying, like, you know, fuck with this motherfucker. Nope, don't do it.
And it's so weird because, I know Kobe, but every time I get a Facebook message from him, I never open the shit. Never.
Yep.
Never.
Vice versa.
Never, because I'm like,
but there's no disrespect. There's no disrespect.
I sit back and I'm like, I never talk to you in Facebook Messenger. Why the fuck is you DMing me?
We talk to each other personally.
Like, nigga, you have my address. I'm not going Facebook. I got DM.
Personally, I got the key to his house.
You do
actually come to his house and fucking he's one of two people. Yes,
that I can come. Like, bro, man, I got locked out. Bro, go to my house. Bro, go get ready. He's one of two. The other one is married to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't trust nobody with this shit.
Yeah.
We'd be laughing. Like, me and my wife would laugh at him because when we was on vacation, He was watching the house.
Them doggies.
This motherfucker is such a.
I need my detour for the dogs.
Cause we see him walk in. I got security cameras all over the place. They ain't hidden. They in plain sight. So he walks in and I see him. He's like, "Hey, manito, hey boy," petting him, rubbing, playing. He's like, "All right, man, I'm about to go." And he goes.
And I couldn't leave.
He grabs the door
because
handle.
Because I said that.
And the dog walks right after him. And just looks like no.
Yeah.
His ass. Oh, okay, I'll sit down a little longer.
Like, yeah. Like, I couldn't do
40
it.
40 fucking
I
minutes could. Later, he's still playing with couldn't. The dog.
Those dogs, they are.
We sitting
dogs,
up laughing, man. Watching him that's on security. Funny. I'm like, bro, just leave. They fine. I can't leave you. You're such a good boy. Like,
oh. Yep.
Oh yeah, but no, yeah, he's the only person that has access to my house. And I on trip. My kids are here. My grandkids here.
I couldn't.
Yeah, he come and go as he please.
Yeah.
So when I see that shit, and I'm like, why the fuck are you sending me a video about? Now I'm not watching this shit. Because if it's something serious, he'd be like, he'd Instagram me or mm-hmm. he'll text me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was like, motherfucker, you have my phone, you have my address. We don't Facebook message nothing.
No.
Like, as I sit there, I'm like, I'm not clicking this fucking link. No.
Exactly.
Yeah. The fuck out of here.
But shout out to the scammers, though. Because they got me together. But fuck you at the same time. But shout out to y'all. Y'all got me all the way together. Like, all right, bet. So I know.
Shout out to the scammer.
Yeah. I know to go on that bitch and be like, nah, I'm good. Don't even ask me for shit. Because after I realized everything I said, this doesn't even sound like.
Why would you cover your mic right now?
Huh?
Why would you cover your mic? What was the point of that?
No, I just said. I don't know. I just wanted to hold on. Pause. I just wanted to hold on to something. Pause.
No Diddy.
No Diddy.
No Diddy.
No Diddy at all.
We gotta give you some water, bro. You feeling it right now?
Very much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But all in all, shout out to the whole ass scammers out there. But if I ever find you, I'm gonna fuck you up.
I'm whooping that ass.
I'm just saying that. Off rip. Wherever you from.
Y'all, we go.
You got my address. China.
He said, I'll be waiting at home.
Man.
In my living room. Hey, Kat, let me take the shotgun.
Butt ass naked. What's up, nigga? Pause on that, though.
You going to do the naked man when they come
I'm
in?
I'm be naked as fuck. Like, what's up? What you want to do? Nigga, you naked. I ain't trying to fight you, dog. Bitch, you walked up.
Nah, you in here, nah.
Yeah, you in this motherfucker. But I ain't trying to do no Diddy shit. Bad boy, baby. Take that. No Diddy. But shout out to Diddy. But
I can
no
see
Diddy.
You holding the shotgun now. No Diddy. Take that.
I'm so confused. I don't know whether to shout you out or say no Diddy. Diddy, can you confirm what the fuck is going on? God damn, this shit is hurting my heart. Nigga, we ain't going. I can't sing this shit now. I can't sing it. What is going on, Diddy? You gotta let me know. News report. Diddy. One last money. When is life is over? All this shit. Diddy, you can't do that to me, bro. You can't.
Oh, my God.
Nigga, you made me cry at my granddaddy funeral. All that shit, bro.
Listen,
you gotta let me know.
With that, listen,
bro,
listen.
Not. You better not said, have did none of that bullshit, bro.
We gonna wrap
if you
this
gay,
one.
You gay, it's fine. Oh, I don't give a fuck about that. Dude, take that. If you tell a nigga take that, and they chose to take that, that's fine. That's on them niggas. At the end of the day, you my nigga at the end of the day, bro. Bro, you my childhood, bro. You one of the last things that's left to my childhood. And you gonna do this to me? I feel like David, you gonna do this to me? You gonna kick me out the group, nigga? The fuck is going on? Diddy, get it together. You better let me know something good. Cause if you was on some bullshit, bro, you gonna hurt my motherfucking heart. You the only thing you one of the only thing. Death Row been gone. Should Knight been locked up. I can't do that. So bad boy, baby. You been out here professional. Don't do that to me, Diddy. That's all. This is all I am. Yes, it's personal as fuck because shiny suits and all that. Nigga, you was a Mace. Mace called you out. So it's like, man, once a nigga that's been with you called you, Diddy, you gotta let him know the truth though, bro. Stop running. We love you. But at the end of the day, if you a pervert, you a pervert. That's not all right. And I ain't even about to say here. That's all right. No, it's not all right. You on some bullshit with kids, bro. I ain't fucking with you. But if you was fucking with dudes, that's on you. That's on you. I ain't got nothing. Yo, if you was fucking with this. No, it's real talk shit, though. You was fucking dudes, that's on you, bro. I had nothing but love and respect for you, bro, what you did to them. For the industry and all that shit. You made niggas walk for cheesecake, nigga. Cheesecake.
Y'all, with that being said, this has been another episode of the I'm Not As Things You Drunk I Am podcast featuring the Sandwich Crew. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to tell a friend about your podcast, favorite podcast. Like, share, subscribe. And yeah, this is your Royal Ratchetness, your Reverend Ratchet, your main man's cat.
And I will be very, what is that? I'm trying to think of the word. Well, at the end of the day, if Diddy did what he did, he did what he did. Did he do it, though? But at the end of the day, but did he do it? Take that, bad boy. Diddy, let us know, because that shit hurt, bro. You my childhood, nigga. You part of my motherfucking childhood, and you going to do this whole ass shit to me? To me? But at the end of the day, did he admit if you gay, you gay? It's okay,
bro. Sorry, just say peace.
No, fuck that. Because at the end of the day, if you gay, you gay, and accept it. And we all love you.
Well, I don't know about that, but
well, I love you. I love you, Diddy. God damn it, I love you, Diddy. I love you. Pause.
No, Diddy.
Because I don't want to go to your house and do no freaky type shit.
Lord have mercy.
You my guy, but I don't want to be wondering why after that. But you are one of my goats. Dude, just, it is what it is, man. Hey, just tell the motherfuckers you hey, T.D. Jakes, like the
yo, wrap it up, wrap it up.
Okay, all right. This your favorite. Drunk Uncle Nat King Cole B. Have you ever been swallowed? No, I'm fine.
Oh my God.
Holler at you later. Y'all at TD Jakes. Peace.